All right, so take a few moments here to just briefly touch in with these different frames of thought that we've been playing with a little bit this weekend. And if you haven't yet played with them, I'll just go over them a little bit. And those frames of thought, the way in which we direct our attention away from our consciousness, not really away from our consciousness, but as we draw on our consciousness to bring attention to specific things, our consciousness is spread among those many things that we might be thinking about or focusing on. So take just a few moments to let go of thoughts, feelings, images, ideas, all of the different names we have for thought. And see what happens if you can just sense the energy from those thoughts kind of move back into the pool of consciousness or the pool of awareness. So this is a mindful exploration of the energy that we call inhibition or undoing, to let that, those things that have your attention, see if you can let them go and experience that gathering of the consciousness back toward its source. Of course, the most immediate stimulus in the room, there are stimuli in the room, there are many of them. My voice, the ground, your body, any feelings you have, sensations you have in your body, any feelings that are stirring around in there. And again, as your attention is drawn to those things that I named and other things that are in your own mind being stimulus to your attention, just see if you can let those things go and witness the gathering of your awareness back to its source. Now, that frame of mind can be practiced anytime for any length of time. Yesterday, it was about 20 minutes that we played in and out of that. Today, it's been about 3 minutes so far. But I want to go ahead and move on to the next part of this, which is once that attention is gathered, or the awareness is gathered, you can start to aim, point, direct, move that attention to specific areas. And it's some of those areas that we talk about a lot. I'll go over now so that you can experience the awareness kind of stretching toward those areas. And that's the word that we're using to describe that stretching is attention. It's also quite possible that other stimulus, unexpected stimulus, will come into the room, or unexpected stimulus will move into your mind, and some of your attention will be drawn to those things. And it's just in those moments where you can just gently ask yourself to let go of those things, or to include them in your whole experience so that they don't draw too much of your attention away from the things that I'll be cueing. And the cues that I'm going to give you are also cues that you can use while receiving a table lesson, a lesson in general. They're also cues that you can give yourself, directions, cues that you can give yourself while in your lie down. And of course, they are cues for those of you who are moving toward offering some work to some guests and one another in the next hour and a half. These are things that you can put in the hopper and use yourself to cue your own student or partner. So just take a moment and let the ground support you. And then, what did you notice when you did that? What changed, if anything? Change is not requisite, it's not required. And there's no change is good and no change is bad. It's nice to be able to detach yourself emotionally from any difference you notice or the fact that you don't notice any differences. What we're having a dialogue here with our bodies so that we cue. We send our attention in some place, like let the ground support you. Notice the support of the ground. And then we ask, we sort of wait without judgment and witness any changes that happen in your body relative to that. What if you let the back of your neck, the muscles of the back of your neck and the front of your neck, all the muscles of your neck drape toward the support of the floor? How does that change you globally? So that's a local request, and it can have a global effect. What happens if you ask the neck between the shoulder blades, right? So there's muscles and bone and fascia, all sorts of things between the shoulder blades. If you let that drape toward the floor. And if you let your mid-back drape toward the floor, and if you let your low back drape toward the floor, toward the support of the floor. So, of course, the initial instruction was, let the ground support you. What does that do? These are more so the attention goes to more specific spots here. Let your neck drape toward the floor. Let even the neck between the parts of your spine that are between the shoulder blades are going to drape toward the floor, your low back. What if you let your glutes and all the muscles of your back widen in relationship to the support of the floor? What if you let the backs of the knees drape toward the floor? And what if you let the bottoms of the feet blend with the floor? And then just notice what you notice. Is there a different kinesthetic experience in you right now? Do you notice anything different? Do you feel different? Do you sense something kinesthetically different? Do you sense a tactile difference? Is there more of your body, part of your body touching the ground? What's the quality? All of those things are up for grab, and then grabs, and then some in terms of your experience. And then what if you let your hands really blend with whatever part of your body they're touching? Let your fingers lengthen away from your elbows. Really let the palms of the hands and the forearms have muscles that flex the fingers, that make fists basically, that help you grab things and gather your fingers around things. So it's in this moment that you can let those muscles soften. A cough is a great teaching tool because there's a natural contraction in it. And then after the contraction, there's this beautiful release of the contraction, a kind of expansion. And that's true for any breath, whether it's expressed through a cough or whether it's just expanding and contracting on its own. So take a moment and notice the movements of your breathing. What if you go back and let the muscles of the neck drape, the muscles of the upper back blend, the muscles of the lower back drape, the muscles of the glutes. The upper glutes are going to blend. Anything that's touching the floor is going to blend. Everything else is going to drape. The muscles of the legs to drape. And the feet blending. And then, from that state, you can take this into a little bit of movement. Well, actually, before we do that, go ahead and let go again of any of the thought that might be moving through your mind. Even the attention that I've asked you to put into your body, see if you can just let go of that and have a little bit of a moment with your attention to feel it sort of rebound into that pool of awareness. And then let your attention drift to some object in the room. Send your attention there first, something specific. Feel how your body responds to that, sending your attention to that something specific. And then let your eyes drift toward that. Let your head move, let your whole body soften toward the thing that you're, so that your movement follows your intention. So this is directional thought too, and it's directional movement. And then from here, you're gonna get up and you're gonna go ahead and move from here through the space toward the thing or person where your attention is. And see if you can stay with yourself in the space you're in while also moving your body toward the thing that you directed your attention toward. And then just play a little bit around with that. You get to something, you let go of your interest in that, you let your attention be drawn to something else. Play with that a little bit and have this game be how you ultimately move yourself back to your mats, to roll up your mats and put your books away, but really let your attention be drawn to, and then make sure that you're playing too with letting go of your interest in those things and feeling your attention sort of pour back into that pool of awareness. So you're playing with that dynamic of sort of extending your consciousness outside of yourself, feeling your body organize around that, and then letting go of your interest and letting that rebound and then redirecting that awareness towards something else. And the ultimate activity, the ultimate goal is to get yourself cleaned up, the mats rolled up, the books away, and to kind of take this into your work this afternoon.